Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Wonderful here. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget all the cool things you can do when you go there, including subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. Let me reintroduce you to an old friend of ours, Mr. Sam Norwood, who's with a senior partner with the Tatum Partners. And every month, Sam brings us a report of how things are going in the economy as reported by their group of partners all over the country. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. And you guys had pretty good news to bring to us today, don't you?
It's pretty good. It's we've had a nice recovery going for a year now, and we see from our survey of our partners that it's continuing. Although we see little pockets of weakness, we also see pockets of strength. The overall is that we see the recovery extending on at least for another month or two.
Right. Well, and of course, let's make sure we make this point, Sam. You guys only look a couple of months in the future.
Yeah, we're not economists.
So your comment just now wasn't that you think things are going to fall off in 2 months, but that's as far as you guys really try to judge things.
What we're trying to judge is the here, near, and now. Our partners, our chief financial officers and chief information officers of companies, large and small, and around the country, almost 400 of them, and we survey them once a month, right at the end of the month, and then publish the results of that. And so it's the result of that survey, which looks back for 30 days and looks forward for 60 days, and the objective here is to get the opinions and the experience of people who are on the battle line, in companies, functioning in companies, not as economists, but as officers in the company, to give us our feel for what's going on right now and in the very near future.
I like to call it where the rubber meets the road index, because that's what these guys are doing. I mean, they're out there making payroll on Friday. They're out there, trying to pay their vendors and take care of customers. I mean, they're not in some ivory towers. The guys who fill this out are in an office with a desk piled up with stuff and people knocking on the doors, and they're making decisions. Are we going to hire people or fire people? Those are the kind of folks that I want to hear from. And one of the things that you guys, as I look back a little bit, Sam, in May, your Tatum index of business conditions was up to 32. In June, it dropped off the table down to 11. But in July, it's back up to 27, isn't it?
Yes, it's highly volatile. And the principal reason for its volatility is that this index is a ratio of improvement versus unimprovement versus decline in both looking back 30 days and out 60 days. And when the number of our respondents seeing a downside declines into the less than 10%, and particularly the less 5%, less than 5%, then we're having a small change in that ratio makes a big change in the index. And so it does is volatile. So what we've done is to also provide a 3 month rolling expression of our index of conditions, and in that we see a much smoother and increasing index. So that as of July the 1st, it was at an all time high, up only slightly from the prior month of June for the 3 month rolling.
And folks, there are a couple of places you can find this index, this and this report. You can find it at TatumPartners.com, which is Sam's site and his organization's site, and it's right there. And just scroll down a little bit from up on the page, and you'll see the July survey. If you're on my site, you can find it there in the bottom of our list on the front page items in the middle of the homepage. You'll see a link there to surveys, business condition surveys, and when you go there, you can find the Tatum Partners survey. But the reason I'd like for you to do that, Sam, I really want to congratulate you and thank you for putting that rolling index in there. I think that really helps. It helps us to see the overall strength of the economy. And when we come back, I'd like for you to talk to us about how small business owners can use this kind of tracking to help them see where their business is going. And we're going to do that right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Norwood's here, too, because he always brings us some important information that we need. And one of the things, Sam Norwood, is that you've done this month that I want to elaborate a little bit on, and that is this rolling index. Folks, when you look at there, if you're there now, many of you may have gone to that website. If you look at that index, you'll see the sort of the zigzag nature of the monthly index that can gyrate with each month with the report, you know, based on whatever attitude the respondents have. But the rolling index takes a 3-month average, doesn't it, Sam?
Yes, it does, and it's a smoothing to a degree. So you get some insight from both. The actual index as it is, you want to know whether it's up or down, but you also get insight from the rolling 3 months because it smooths out and gives you some insight about that. And how the question really is, well, okay, you have this index. What does that really mean? How does it really help me as a business person? Give you a moment of my background. I was with a conglomerate company for many years, Fuqua Industries in Atlanta. We had small companies and medium-sized companies all over the country, and each one of those companies would be experiencing their own backlog, their own situation, and they wanted to know whether their situation was unique or whether it was in a trend. And always, as business managers, we're looking to make commitments having to do with the future, and those commitments depend on our confidence about the future and whether or not our experience is unique or in the context of an improving or a worsening general condition. So this index is the single most summary of our findings of what's going on now in the economy, and it is looking pretty good, although it's looking not as strong as it had in the previous, let's say, 6 months or so.
Well, you know, Sam, one of the things that I wanted to point out about this rolling index, the one that levels things out, because of the calendar, because of the way the government wants us to report our taxes, because of the way we live our lives, we typically break our business cycle into 12 month increments.
Yeah.
But the thing is business doesn't know anything about that. The marketplace is very little influenced by that. I mean, businesses don't begin on the first. A deal doesn't begin on the first and end on the 31st. I mean,
right.
the business moves like liquid through along the ground, like water along the ground. It begins when it begins and it stops when it stops, and doesn't consider the calendar, and only sometimes do we influence it by forcing something into the end of the month or the end of the year. But typically, to measure something every 30 days sometimes gives us a little bit of a skewed look at how things are. And that's the reason why, Sam, I want to talk about this rolling index for a half a second, because I think that this is a good lesson for small business owners to learn how to do the rolling index for their own businesses.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. Because we can get just as we can get too close to the forest to see the trees,
right?
Or all we see is the trees and we don't see the forest. The same thing can be true in our business. We need to get up, let's say, to 10,000 feet from time to time and look down on it and see it in perspective. And that's what the three month
exactly.
Rolling does.
So I encourage you folks to look at manage your business every day. I mean, I know you go home at night and you say to your family, well, we had a good day today, or you say, boy, things were off this week, or we had a good month. I know that you do that, and I understand that, but it really helps, as Sam said, to get it going, to go up into orbit a little bit and look down on your business from a larger view than just that period of time. Anyway, this, Sam, not only does your index this week, your report this month, not only does it help us to understand about the economy, but you taught us a little bit of a lesson about how to manage our business, and we appreciate that.
You bet.
Let's talk about let's move on over and talk about how your folks see things coming up in the future. How are the next 60 days looking?
We see the next 60 days as being a lot like the last 60, except perhaps a little weaker. We see pockets of weakness in retail. Construction has been off some. Of course, construction relates somewhat to the weather. But
a lot to the weather right now.
Yeah, but we see the next 60 days as being about like or slightly less than what we've seen in the last 60 days.
Right.
And last 60 days have been pretty good. For most businesses, it's been pretty good. But it's not even throughout the United States or in every industry.
Right. But basically, what I'm getting out of your report is that the overall U.S. economy has been, is now, and for the foreseeable future, your foreseeable future, going to continue. When we take this rolling average look at it, it's trending upward at an acceptable and a manageable pace, isn't it?
Well, and I should say sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
At the earlier pace, it was not sustainable. In a 3 or 4%, 3.5, 4.5, right? Something at 4% or a little less, it's sustainable for the longer term. Whereas more than 4% may not be.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how this index looks for small businesses. We're going to do that right after these messages. 10 till, we'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sam Norwood. He's senior partner with Tatum Partners, and that's tatumpartners.com. Check out their website, especially go there and check out their index, the survey that they conduct every single month, the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, quickly, interest rates went up. The FOMC met last week and raised the Fed funds rate from 1%, lowest it's been in probably 50 years, up to 1.25%. I've been saying, you know, never mind, forget about it, whatever, you know, don't worry about it. This is not something we should worry about. This is actually a good thing that's happened. What do you think?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts about that. First, it was the most expected and advertised and anticipated increase by the Fed in years. A second thought is that it was the Fed actually just catching up to where the market was anyway. And third, any of us who are over age 20-something can recall when the current when interest rates at anything under 10% would be fabulous. So we're in, but my final thought about this, or to add to those thoughts, is that the interest rates are like the price of the commodity of money. And when interest rates rise, it causes the producers of money, as in the those who make it available to us as business people, banks and other lenders, for example, it makes them more anxious to get more loans out. And so there are two factors here. There's the rate, which is still mighty small and very attractive, and then there's the availability, and the availability continues to get better and better.
Well,
so,
and if we
need the money, we're happy to pay the current rate, and it's being available is usually more important to us than the specific rate itself.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, Sam, after having gone so many years without any pricing power, small businesses now have a little bit of pricing power. That means that they can raise their prices a little bit to cover their costs, maybe increase their profit level a little bit, which I think is happening right now. I think you're seeing that. But because they were raising prices a little bit, that's picking up inflation a little bit.
Well,
and right now the more inflation picks up a little bit, the farther away we go, we get from deflation. And I just think that at the level that it is right now, that it's a healthy situation all the way around. So, if they had doubled the interest rate to 1%, making the prime rate 5%, that still wouldn't have bothered me.
Exactly. Let's suppose that you had the opportunity to raise your prices 4%, but that you were going to get an increase in your interest expense of, let's say, 2 percentage points, then would that, which would you rather have? Mm. You would rather have be able to increase your prices and pay a little more for interest, because that would bring a bigger bottom line to your business.
Sam, let's talk quickly about what you saw for small businesses in your report.
Very interesting, Jim. In our survey, we do break it down between large business, mid-market businesses, small businesses, and actual pre-revenue business. And in this forecast, this current survey, we indicated that the strongest among those was middle-market businesses, mm-hmm. and small businesses were weak. We think that may reflect a larger component of construction, which had a very weak month, due in part to weather.
We had so much rain that there are a lot of construction companies right now who don't know how they're going to make payroll because they've been rained out so much.
Yeah, and there we do have clients that are in that business, and I think that our small business reflected that. Mm-hmm. There may be more to it as well, but we think it's unusual in an increase in overall conditions to see the small businesses not doing as well as the mid-market and large businesses.
And that was the case. And of course, that was just for 1 month, though, right?
It's just one
That's
month.
That's just that one indicator. So,
and we're going to be tracking this starting this past month with this current survey that's out.
Right.
We're going to track this more closely as to the breakdown between large, small, and mid-market
right.
Businesses by region as well.
Sam, I like the new changes to the report. Thank you very much for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. That's tatumpartners.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.